Sports, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
A closely watched U.S. House race in western Pennsylvania, the special elections today. Republican candidate Rick Saccone appearing last night with some not-so-nice things to say about Democrats, like his opponent, Connor Lamb.
And they have a hatred for our president. I tell you, many of them have a hatred for our country. And I tell you some more. My wife and I saw it again today. They have a hatred for God. Yes. It's amazing. Yes.
This morning, Democrat Connor Lamb said he wouldn't dignify Saccone's remarks by responding to them. The helicopter company involved in a deadly crash on New York's East River on Sunday night has a spotty safety record, according to investigators. Liberty Helicopters in Kearney, New Jersey, with at least four earlier accidents before five people were killed on Sunday evening when that sightseeing chopper plunged into the river. A third winter nor'easter in 2 weeks expected to dump 1 to 2 feet of snow on parts of New England later today and tonight, although there are winter storm warnings as far south as Long Island, New York. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The last time this measure of small business optimism was this high, Ronald Reagan was in office. In a Tuesday morning report, the National Federation of Independent Businesses says the folks who own and run America's small businesses are more optimistic about the economy than they've been in 35 years. The Small Business Optimism Index showing the indicator hitting its second highest level ever last month. For February, it was just slightly below the all-time reading that was set back in 1983. The index has been on a tear ever since Congress passed sweeping tax cuts in December. Many students and teachers across the nation are expected to stage a classroom walkout tomorrow in a show of support for 17 people who were fatally shot at a Florida high school a month ago and to advocate for stricter gun control laws in the wake of those shootings at the high school in Parkland. Astronomers in Tokyo reporting they've confirmed the existence of 15 additional planets, including one that they call a super-Earth, which could have water on it. The planets are orbiting small, cool stars that are fairly close to our solar system, and they're of interest for the studies of planetary formation and evolution. And recapping our top story, Rex Tillerson no longer Secretary of State. As President Trump confirms Tillerson's departure this morning, tweeting that he'll be replaced with CIA Director Mike Pompeo, as Pompeo will move from CIA to State. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
Home, sweet home.
The time is 10:05. Time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. It's 34 degrees in Flemington, overcast skies. Snow is ending at 10:45 a.m. Winter weather advisory in effect now until noon. Snow, additional snow accumulations up to 1 inch is expected in New Jersey, Warren and Hunterdon counties, in Pennsylvania, Carbon and Northampton counties. It'll go until noon. Additional details, plan on slippery road conditions, including during the morning commute. Be prepared. Reduced visibilities at times. Today is March 13th, 2018. Snow showers this morning. Sunshine later. High 41. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow is 50%. Clear skies and a low of 26 for tonight. Partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. A few flurries or snow showers possible, a high near 40. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, giving way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high around 45, winds west at 15 to 20 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun early on Friday, a high of only 36. Sunny on Sunday, for Saturday, 43. Sunny on Sunday, 46. And sunshine, 43 on Monday the 19th. Temperatures in the area, and I can see the snow line passing through right now, Reddington. It goes from northwest to southeast on a vertical line, and the snow line is just past Round Valley Reservoir, and it's bisecting Reddington Township and right over in Hillsboro, Somerville, and Raritan. So it looks like the snow is pretty much on its way out. 34 degrees in Raritan, 35 down in Kingwood, 33 at the county complex, 30 in Pittstown, 33 in Asbury, 33 in Easton, and 32 in Tewksbury. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology to the consumers who are seeking solutions for personal or business use. You can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out your technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook and message me there. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number at the studio is 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com, which is my business website. Here we are. It's another Tuesday, and we're going to talk technology. And I was referring to this article with Michelle Heide during the investment update. And it's more than just a technology piece of information. It's a change in a way of life if what is in this article is true. And as I said to Michelle, this, the outcome of this has been on my mind for, well, I'd say, gosh, about 20 or 30 years. Now, why would you say that? Well, back when I was a kid, there was a news item that came out that said, we're going to run out of oil by the year 2000. There was only a finite amount on the planet, and we were using it up at an extraordinary rate. And what was going to happen was we were going to run out. What were we going to do? And that's when solar power was even being talked about and all the like. Well, it's 18 years later, and there isn't even a glimpse of the fact that we're running out of oil. We keep finding more. We keep finding a way to extract more. And yes, we have introduced other technologies. But one of the things that's been happening, and I was talking to Dr. Ed Adams about how society doesn't really do much until a crisis hits. Well, the crisis that we have, whether it's true or it's not, or it's probably true, but whether it's man-made or whether it's just natural, is the temperature rise of our planet. And we seem to think, there's a very large contingent that seems to think that we as men have created this monster, and it's dirty energy. It's fossil fuels and carbon dioxide and stuff like that. So obviously it's moved people to create a way to, or look into a way of creating clean energy. And so bring all these things in a confluence together, and what happens is, I read this article, it says, scientists say the dream of unlimited clean energy is about to come true. Written by Michael Blaustein of New York Post. Dated, and this is on foxnews.com. And the date, yesterday. Says in just 15 years, the U.S. will be producing unlimited amounts of nearly free, completely green energy. Not only would such an energy holy grail mean the end of humanity's dependence on expensive fossil fuels, it would also be a panacea for climate change. Amazingly, this is not a science fiction. It's actually about to become reality if a collaboration between MIT and Commonwealth Fusion Systems, a private company, is to be believed. The collaborators announced Friday in the journal Nature that they believe they are on the verge of cracking the code to nuclear fusion, and it could be commercially viable in just 15 years, according to The Guardian. So far, fusion has been an extremely expensive laboratory experiment that requires more energy inputs than it outputs. However, the collaborators believe they've found a way to reverse the math. Their system, built upon a new class of super high temperature superconductors and small ultra powerful magnets, would only be the first time allow for a fusion reaction that outputs more energy than it takes in. Nuclear fusion is the be all and end all source of energy because, in theory, it's practically unlimited and has almost no downside. It doesn't put carbon into the atmosphere like the burning of fossil fuels or generate radioactive waste like nuclear fission, which is the technology in current nuclear power plants. During a fission reaction, radioactive storms like uranium are ripped apart. Radioactive atoms, excuse me, like uranium are ripped apart, producing huge amounts of energy in addition to nuclear waste. Fusion, as the name suggests, is the exact opposite of fission. Instead of ripping atoms apart, extremely plentiful atoms like hydrogen are smashed together, giving off helium and a huge amount of energy. The problem with fusion has always been heat. Fusion produces temperature hotter than the center of the sun, so solid materials melt, ruining any potential for a power plant. The collaborators' breakthrough came about because they were able to use a new type of superconductor to produce small, powerful magnets. A key component of fusion reactors, the magnets create a field to hold the fusion reaction in place without it touching anything solid, thus solving the meltdown problem. In the past, it took lots of energy to power the magnets. The new magnets created by the collaborators, however, are smaller and need less energy. This means that for the first time, their system produces more energy than it consumes. MIT and Commonwealth Fusion Systems' plan is in pure theory. They've raised $50 million from Italian power company Eni to actually build a reactor. Their fusion experiment, called Spark, will produce enough energy to power a small city. The aspiration is to have a working power plant in time to combat climate change, said Bob Mumgard, CEO of Commonwealth Fusion Systems. We think we have the science, speed, and scale to put carbon-free fusion power on the grid in 15 years. Maria Zuber, MIT's vice president for research, added, "At the heart of today's news is a big idea, a credible, viable plan to achieve net positive energy for fusion. If we succeed, the world's energy systems will be transformed. We're extremely excited about this." Not everyone is as buoyantly optimistic about the discovery. The exciting part of this is the high field magnets, Howard Wilson, a plasma physicist at New York University, told The Guardian. The higher the magnetic field, the more capacity you can squeeze for that fuel. Wilson, however, wasn't sure how MIT and Commonwealth Fusion Systems will be able to hit their 15-year time frame. As I said to Michelle, I mean, this is a science article, and it's fantastic if it's even close to true. But what I said is that if we get off the oil standard, we might solve the climate change problem, and we might solve our energy problem, but we're going to have a huge economic problem, and somebody's got to figure out how to do that. Because if we can produce energy that's very cost-effective, all our prices are built on the price of oil or fossil fuels taking us from point A to point B. And I don't see, and perhaps it'll be gradual and it won't be affected. But if it's not gradual, if it's actually disruptive, I see inflation going out of the control. And I want to know how somebody would deal with that. It's an interesting question. I know it's not technology, but the technology is disrupting our economics. That's the question I have. Interesting stuff. We'll see what happens. Things are moving at light speed around here in the society. So 15 years is not far off. And if that's the case, we could experience a whole new world in a not too distant future. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Huntin. This is Tech Today. We just did Good Morning Huntin. In just a minute, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntinChamber.com.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today. We're on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Lots of other things to talk about that are technology-oriented that we're going to get to you. Disruptors. What other technology can we use to disrupt our society? Well, one of them is getting our kids in shape. It's no secret that we have used technology to get ourselves in shape. We have all sorts of apps and gadgets to help us do that. But what about our kids? Now, I fully expect the gaming industry to eventually move forward into that, but gadgets too, right? Kids are well into gadgets, well embracing gadgets. So Fitbit has come up with a gadget. This comes from CNN Tech. Fitbit unveils an Apple Watch clone and fitness tracker for kids. Kaya Yurlef of CNN Tech writes this article, came out today, as a matter of fact. And it says, Fitbit's latest trackers intend to lure more casual fitness fans and even kids. The company announced two new products on Tuesday, Fitbit Versa, a smartwatch that is strikingly similar to the Apple Watch, and its first fitness tracker for kids, Fitbit Ace. At first glance, the new versus square display and sleek aesthetic, a dead ringer for the Apple Watch, but Fitbit hopes to focus on health and fitness, and its lower price point will be way more differentiating. Meanwhile, the new Fitbit Ace tracker, which is at $100, designed to kids ages 8 and older, is in an interesting move for the company. Rather than playing catch-up to category leaders like Apple, Fitbit intends to get ahead of the curve by marketing a tracker specifically towards kids. The Ace, which is nearly identical to its existing Alta tracker, tracks sleep, steps, and physical activity, and intends to encourage children to stay active. The battery lasts for up to 5 days. Fitbit has put several safeguards in place for young users. For example, if a child wants to participate in a fitness challenge with a friend or family member, that person must be approved by the parent on the accompanying app. Kids will also not be able to access certain data, such as calories burned or body fat percentage information on the app. As for the new smartwatch, the Versa comes with a heart rate monitor, built-in payment capabilities via Fitbit Pay, steps and workout tracking, and it's waterproof so it can count your laps in the pool. all features also offered by the Apple Watch. Although it lacks a built-in GPS and a cellular connection option, which is the Apple Watch has, it boasts a battery life of up to 4 days. The Apple Watch lasts about 18 hours. At $200, about $129 less than the Apple Watch, the Fitbit Versa is a solid option for fitness enthusiasts looking to add more smarts to tracking activities. In addition to the recording daily stats, sleep cycles, and specific workouts, from runs and cycling to yoga, there's also a feature on the Versa for women to log their menstrual cycle, record related symptoms such as cramps, and compare their prior cycles. You won't, however, be able to check emails or log on to social media sites like that of Apple. Fitbit's first smartwatch, the Ioniq, launched last year. It was designed specifically for runners who want a built-in GPS option, but at $300, it was nearly the price of an Apple Watch with fewer capabilities. The gadget received mixed reviews. But CEO and co-founder James Park is optimistic the cheaper and more stylish Versa will have a larger appeal for fitness enthusiasts. We launched Fitbit Ioniq, our first entry, which allows us to participate in this fast-growing segment, Park said at a media event in New York City. There is a significant opportunity for us to gain more market share to launch more mass appeal devices in the category. In March, the Apple Watch became the leader of the wearables market, according to a report from IDC. Apple's shipped 8 million wearable devices during the fourth quarter, and Fitbit fell behind to second, shipping 5.4 million units during the same period. Although it's uncertain if the new products will help Fitbit regain momentum, the Ace Tracker could pioneer a new category. If you look at the data, over the age of 9 is where we start to see trends in actively starting to go down for kids. That's a problem we want to take on, said Melanie Chase, VP of Product Marketing at Fitbit. Some schools have already been using regular Fitbits, for example. Joliet Township High School, which is south of Chicago, has given students Fitbits for the school year as part of a broader physical education program. Researchers from Johns Hopkins and University of California, Irvine, have also studied using Fitbits in schools. But critics have expressed concern about introducing fitness trackers to kids at such a young age. Last year, a UK high school banned fitness trackers and devices that access social media platforms due to worries about negative effects on young people, according to the BBC. Fitbit isn't the only tech company eyeing a younger audience. Last year, Facebook introduced Messenger Kids, a standalone app for kids aged 6 to 12. Fitbit Ace will launch in the second quarter of this year, and the Versa hits stores in April. Both products will be available for pre-orders starting on Tuesday. Very interesting. Like I said, it's a new dawn, and everybody's looking for new activities, new opportunities. I can see if you can get down to specifically the data of a Fitbit rather than the extraneous distractions of a Fitbit, I can see how that would be extremely informative. Why have physical education only during physical education? Why don't you make immerse physical education in the school curriculum as part of an integrated program? We're walking around all the time. So you could easily introduce walking around class and walking around the school and walking during lunch and doing other activities to and capturing that data and teaching kids how to use that data to be proactive with it. Why not? Why do you have to spend 40 minutes a day talking about fitness when fitness is every part of our everyday life? We're going to take a break, do the news, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter. This is Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com in just a minute.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as President Trump has removed Rex Tillerson from the Secretary of State's office, he's replacing Tillerson with the man who's been the head of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. A move first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by a tweet from President Trump just a short time ago. He made the announcement saying, "Pompeo will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service." Trump also saying that Gina Haspel will become the new director of the CIA. She's been deputy director. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she'll be the first woman to head up that agency. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee have ended their Russia investigation. Texas Republican Mike Conaway says,
"We could find no evidence of collusion between either campaign and the Russians."
He was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
A closely watched U.S. House race in western Pennsylvania, the special elections today. Republican candidate Rick Saccone appearing last night with some not-so-nice things to say about Democrats, like his opponent, Connor Lamb.
And they have a hatred for our president. I tell you, many of them have a hatred for our country. And I tell you some more. My wife and I saw it again today. They have a hatred for God. Yes. It's amazing. Yes.
This morning, Democrat Connor Lamb said he wouldn't dignify Saccone's remarks by responding to them. The helicopter company involved in a deadly crash on New York's East River on Sunday night has a spotty safety record, according to investigators. Liberty Helicopters in Kearney, New Jersey, with at least four earlier accidents before five people were killed on Sunday evening when that sightseeing chopper plunged into the river. A third winter nor'easter in 2 weeks expected to dump 1 to 2 feet of snow on parts of New England later today and tonight, although there are winter storm warnings as far south as Long Island, New York. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The last time this measure of small business optimism was this high, Ronald Reagan was in office. In a Tuesday morning report, the National Federation of Independent Businesses says the folks who own and run America's small businesses are more optimistic about the economy than they've been in 35 years. The Small Business Optimism Index showing the indicator hitting its second highest level ever last month. For February, it was just slightly below the all-time reading that was set back in 1983. The index has been on a tear ever since Congress passed sweeping tax cuts in December. Many students and teachers across the nation are expected to stage a classroom walkout tomorrow in a show of support for 17 people who were fatally shot at a Florida high school a month ago and to advocate for stricter gun control laws in the wake of those shootings at the high school in Parkland. Astronomers in Tokyo reporting they've confirmed the existence of 15 additional planets, including one that they call a super-Earth, which could have water on it. The planets are orbiting small, cool stars that are fairly close to our solar system, and they're of interest for the studies of planetary formation and evolution. And recapping our top story, Rex Tillerson no longer Secretary of State. As President Trump confirms Tillerson's departure this morning, tweeting that he'll be replaced with CIA Director Mike Pompeo, as Pompeo will move from CIA to State. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. You're listening to Tech Today on Hunter Chamber Radio.com. I continue on a weekly basis to focus a little bit on self-driving cars and new news coming out of Germany. Volkswagen's self-driving electric Cedric concept is heading to production. Posted today by Daryl Etherington on TechCrunch.com. It says that Volkswagen confirmed at its annual media conference that it's going to bring one of its most eccentric concepts to production, the all-electric Cedric shuttle, which is more tiny pod bus than car, will eventually actually get made after its design is refined by one of the Volkswagen Group's portfolio brands through a further development process. The Cedric EV, spelled S-E-D-R-I-C, debuted at the Geneva Motor Show in 2017 and then appeared again this year, kitted out as an autonomous four-passenger micro-school bus, complete with the signature loud yellow paint job we most often associate with getting to and from the local education. That updated concept kit might indicate what VW intends to do with the Cedric as a production car. It's well-suited to tackling problems that involve getting to and from strictly bounded area, not well-served by any public transit option. It seems like a good candidate to answer autonomous fleet service plans by automaker rivals, including GM and Ford, for instance. When the Cedric was first unveiled, it was billed as Volkswagen's first-ever Level 5 autonomous car. The name Cedric is derived from self-driving car, S-E in self, D-R-I in driving, and car, the capital C, Cedric. It was also a cross-brand concept, meaning to be owned by the group itself rather than any individual Volkswagen consumer or commercial brand. But basically, it's a blank slate, and it'll be very interesting to see how VW targets its first potential deployment. Another disruptor in our world. I know we continue to chase, in certainly in New Jersey, Hunterdon County, even nationally, public transportation. But as I said, by the time we figure out public transportation, by the time we get the infrastructure in place for public transportation, autonomous cars are going to be here. And so the need for autonomous, for public transportation is going to change. It's not going to be necessary to have a railroad tracks. We'll just be able to use the roads, the infrastructure that we already possess. And that will do away with the need for public transportation. It'll also do away with the need for people to drive trucks. The trucks can drive themselves. So yet another disruptor. We're going to probably lose, for the most part, railroad cars, railroad trains, unless the maximum load of a train outpaces the need or the ability of traveling via autonomous cars or autonomous trucks. The need for taxi cabs is going to go away because we're going to have self-driving cars. Will they still be considered taxi cabs? Yes, but the need for a taxi driver is not going to be necessary. The need for a bus driver, not going to be necessary. So we're going to have a change in career. We're going to have a change in economics. We're going to have a change in the economy itself. So that's on TechCrunch, showing you that Volkswagen is on its way to creating autonomous vehicles for missions such as taking people back and forth to school buses or back and forth to school. Moving on from there, we have we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's see what else I have on this on the docket here.
That's not helping. That's not helping.
I was I've been in programming for a very long period of time. I don't I kind of lost interest in programming per se. And one of the reasons that I lost interest in programming was because after a while, the same different problems were solved with the same solutions. The language and the structure of programming language didn't seem to change for me. You would just simply put together words that solved the problem. It was fun to solve the problem, but after a while, the challenge of writing the code to solve the problem, that became laborious to me. Also, it turned out that I started to really hate certain programming languages. After a while, all the languages that I was exposed to, I started to notice that certain languages were easier to write in than others. And the experience of writing programming in certain languages was better than others. So it was interesting when I came across this article by the Tech Republic that said 100,000 developers share most loved and most hated programming languages in a new survey. So the Stack Overflow Developer Survey also looks at the perceived impact of artificial intelligence on programming jobs. By Connor Forrest, March 13th, Connor says that developers' most loved programming language are Rust, Kotlin, and Python. But Visual Basic 6 is the most hated, said Stack Overflow 2018. Nearly 75% of developers are more excited than worried about AI's impact on their jobs. According to Stack Overflow's 2018 annual developer survey, released Tuesday, Rust is the most loved programming language. This is the third year in a row that the Mozilla-backed language has taken top honors in the survey. After Rust, the next most loved language was Kotlin, followed by Python in third place. The fourth most loved language was TypeScript, and the fifth was Google's Go. Also for the third year in a row, Visual Basic 6 ranked as the most dreaded. I would love to know how many choices are there, because I was exposed to programming way before Visual Basic 6. Despite the affected developers' hold for Rust, JavaScript is the most commonly used programming language, according to the survey, and has been for 6 years running. Python is the fastest growing. In addition to looking at programming languages, the survey, which had more than 100,000 responses from developers in 184 countries and territories, examined attitudes towards artificial intelligence, its ethics, and more. Of those surveyed, nearly 75% said they were actually more excited for AI than they were worried about it. More than 80% said their biggest worry didn't involve around their job being automated. However, there are other challenges with AI and machine learning, like fairness and ethics. Most developers think that the creators of the technology should be responsible for it, and only about a quarter of respondents felt that a regulatory body should carry the main responsibility, although 58% said that upper management is ultimately responsible for the making sure code is ethical overall. Only about 16% of developers are actually looking for work, but 60% are passive candidates, which is Stack Overflow press release defines as those who are not seeking a new job but would consider new opportunities. Demographically, 57% of developers have fewer than 5 years of professional experience, and roughly 75% of the survey respondents were listed as younger than 35 years old. So that's why, who would know anything more about Visual Basic 6 or earlier? Worldwide, the median developer salary is $55,000, but it varies widely. For example, developers in the U.S. have a higher median salary of $100,000. To stay relevant, almost half of those surveyed said they went into coding boot camp to broaden their skills. All in all, though, 90% of all developers have taught themselves some new language, framework, or tool to stay sharp.
there you have it. It's still a budding industry, despite what AI poses as a risk. We're at the three-quarter mark. We're going to have to take a break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com. One of the things that plagues a cell phone, smartphone user is they eventually run out of space. Cell phones are finite. They have only so much space available to them. And the companies that sell you the phones, the cell phone mobile services, they capitalize on this by getting you or giving you some way to help you out. And that's usually selling you cloud storage so you can get stuff off of your phone. So, I saw this article on Yahoo that says, how to free up space on your iPhone and give yourself room to grow. It's the same old adage. You create empty space and we just fill it. And here we are. We create an abstract amount of empty space on our phone and we continue to fill it up. Now, I will tell you, before I even get into the article, that most of the things that cause you to fill up your phone is videos and photos. Those are the biggest culprits of space hog. Now, after that, it's apps that you download, but for the most part, it's those two. So if you can find a way to clear out your videos and your photos, you'll do okay. Now, I do admit that after I became moved on to the digital photography scene, I'm stymied, and I assume other people go through the same thing. You have the ability to take more pictures. When I was working with an analog camera, film camera, you were very much more discerning about the pictures you were taking because you needed to take all those pictures over to some company to develop them. It was going to cost you money. So you tried to be discerning about which pictures to take. So I tried to balance how many pictures I was taking and making sure I was getting shots that I really wanted. Now with video, with digital photos, where you don't have to get the photos developed, there just seems to be some quirky human condition that says, it doesn't cost me anything to keep that one too. I'll keep that one too and keep that one too. And so I don't know what the multiplier is, but it's got to be like 10 times the amount of photos that I used to take with film, now I take on digital. And then you go into something like a multi-picture device where you take pictures in a sports scene and you keep them all. You don't want to go through the time. You don't want to take the time to discern which pictures you want to keep and which ones you want to get rid of. And yet you're giving away on these large phones, you're giving away like 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,500 megapixels per picture. If it's in high definition or ultra high definition, that's taken up a lot of space pretty quickly. But what's happened is we've been creating a phone with more space, so we don't deal with it. But as you hold on to that one phone and the cameras keep getting up and you keep taking more photos, you eventually run out of space. So if you can find a way to extract, either be discerning about the pictures you take or get the pictures off of the phone, you'll pretty much have a lot of space. But anyway, let's see what Yahoo has to say here. Simon Hill of Digital Trends says you used to get around 12 gigabytes of space on a 16 gig phone, which simply isn't enough for most people. So we were pleased when Apple bumped up the storage in the basic model of the iPhone 7 to 32 gig. The company took things a step further with the introduction of the iPhone 8, which starts at 64 gig. That's a decent amount of room to grow into. But photos, music, and mysterious files can eat up all that space before you know it, and that's why whatever model you have, it's good to know how to free up space on your iPhone. The first place to check when you're running low on space is Settings, General, iPhone Storage. So go to Settings, then under Settings go to General, then under General go to iPhone Storage. The bar at the top allows you to see how much storage is being used and what is using, if at a glance. Different categories, including apps, mail, photos, messages, and others, are color-coded. Then after you do that, if you scroll down to Settings, General, iPhone Storage, you can see which apps and games are using the most space. The list is organized with the largest at the top, and listed beneath each entry is the last time you used it. If you click on an app, you'll find a breakdown of the app size and the size of the documents and data associated with it. Start by looking for the apps that say never used, and consider tapping them and selecting delete app. It's also worth looking for the offload unused apps option at the top and tapping enable to turn that on. This will automatically remove unused apps, but keep the documents and data associated with it. So if you reinstall that app later, you'll retain everything you had before. You can also find this option in Settings, your Apple ID, iTunes, and App Store. Simply scroll to the bottom to find the toggle. If you're looking for additional options, check out our guide on how to delete iPhone apps. It's also in Yahoo. Photos and videos that you shot yourself are likely taking up a lot of space on your phone. It's a shame not to take full advantage of your camera's features, but you should turn some of them off if you're worried about space. Start with live photos, because each one is a 3-second video instead of a photo. Tap the three concentric yellow circles located at the top of the screen in the camera app. When live photos are turned off, the circles should be white. Photos are better with HDR on, but if you're going to use this feature, then go to Settings, Camera, and turn Keep Normal Photo Off. Here you can also toggle Auto HDR Off if you prefer, HDR being high definition resolution. You should avoid recording 4K or slow motion video if you have limited space, because both will take up a lot of storage space compared to ordinary video. You can save space by reducing the resolution and frame rate in Settings, Camera, Record Video, or Record Slow-Mo. Next, a better way to cope with storage-hungry photos and videos is to back them up to the cloud. Apple's built-in solution is iCloud. You can manage it via Settings, your Apple ID iCloud, where you'll find a breakdown of your storage space and list all the apps that are currently used iCloud for backup purposes. Tap Photos and make sure iCloud Photo Library is toggled on, then tick Optimize iPhone Storage so that full resolution versions are replaced by optimized ones when you're running low on space. Don't worry, the full resolution version will be kept in iCloud and can always be downloaded later. Thankfully, there are lots of different options beyond iCloud that will allow you to manually or automatically back up your photos and videos. We recommend Google Photos because it's straightforward and free. You can also get some free storage space with Dropbox or OneDrive. Streaming music. Forget about downloading music, TV shows, or movies onto your iPhone. Use streaming services instead. Spotify and Netflix are our favorites, but there are loads of others to choose from. Apple Music and SoundCloud are great for music lovers, while Amazon Video, Hulu, and HBO Go make the perfect companions for those looking for movies and TV. If you use them when you're out and about, just make sure that you keep an eye on your data usage. Because when you are on your mobile band and you're downloading video to watch, that is fairly large amounts of data. Video is extremely expensive. You should sift through your messages and delete anything unimportant, especially if it has an attachment. If you don't want to go through the hassle of doing that manually, then go into Settings, Messages, and scroll down to Message History and tap Keep Messages. Afterwards, set it to 30 days, even worth deleting voicemails, call history, and unused contacts. And then finally, purge old files. All that is out there, that's how you will take care of it. We have to move on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. We've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingtonRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another change in the Trump administration.
I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well.
This time, President Trump speaking those words about Rex Tillerson, who has been let go as Secretary of State to be succeeded by the current CIA chief, Mike Pompeo, of whom Trump says,
"We're always on the same wavelength. The relationship has been very good, and that's what I need as Secretary of State."
President Trump there saying to reporters as he was leaving the White House on a trip to California that he got along with Tillerson, too, although they had disagreements on key issues. As Pompeo moves to Secretary of State, the Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel is Trump's choice to run that agency. If she's confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Haspel will become the first woman to ever do that. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives